நேயர்களை நாம் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது 107.4 MHz அலைவரிசையில் தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி.
சமுதாய வானொலி நமக்கு இப்ப வந்தாச்சு, அதனால நாம் பெறுவோம் எத்தனை எத்தனை சேவை. ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார்மர்ஸ் எல்லாருக்கும் இதுதானே தேவை. விவசாயத்தில் வளம் பெறவே இது ஒரு அரிய வாய்ப்பு. அதனாலே இப்போதே எல்லாரும் கேளுங்க 107.4
இ-கம்யூனிட்டி எஃப்எம் 107.4.
லிஸ்னர்ஸ், ஹியர் கம்ஸ் டாக்டர் மனோன்மணி ரீகாலிங் ஹர் மெமரிஸ் right from her childhood till the completion of her medical degree. She is the first pediatrician of Coimbatore and the one to start profession first in Lali Road 2. On to her talk now.
I come from a small village in North Arcot district, and this education is all due to the care of my parents. My father was a congressman, Gandhian, MLA, and he had lots of friends all over Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh. So I was exposed to a lot of these good people. And my parents understood the value of education. So up to 5th standard, I studied in the village school, only Tamil medium. I used to carry one slate pencil and a book, that's all. Not carrying big bags like what the children are carrying now. Then to send us all to hostels, we didn't have the capacity, and there are not many boarding schools those days. So my parents rented a house first at Tirupathur, that is a small town near our place. After I finished 8th standard, shifted the family to Vellore. So after 8th standard, I went to Vellore. There was a very good government girls' school there. And my headmistress was Mrs. Israel, very efficient lady. She asked me, gave me some questions to write. She called my father and said, "Mr. Gounder, I am sorry. Your daughter cannot be admitted in the 9th standard. Let her do 8th standard one more year," she said. My dad said yes, didn't say a word. So 8th standard I did again. First term I came 17th rank. Last term I came 3rd rank. SSLC I stood first. It's only because of the good education that was provided at that special school. It was a very good school. So after finishing SSLC, I did intermediate, what is plus two now, intermediate in Uri's College, Vellore. After finishing, I am a student of Dr. Muva. You know Muva? Muva Vardarajana? He was my Tamil Pandit at Tirupathur. So I wanted to do BOL. I didn't want to do medicine because people told me how to dissect the body and do surgery. So I was a little nervous girl. But my father said, "No, you are going to become a doctor." So he took me to see the principal of Christian Medical College, Vellore, with a friend of his, one Mr. V.M. Ramsamulayar, advocate, well known to the principal. He took me to the principal's office, and my principal, Dr. Findlay, American lady, saw my marks. அப்போல்லாம் டிஸ்டிங்ஷன் வாங்கினா போதும், இப்போ ஆட்டும் கட் ஆஃப் மார்க்ஸெல்லாம் கிடையாது. இப்போ 80, 90, 100 கூட கேட்குறாங்க. டிஸ்டிங்ஷன் இன் 3 சப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், மேத்ஸ், ஃபிசிக்ஸ் அண்ட் கெமிஸ்ட்ரி. ஸோ ஷி செட் யூ ஆர் செலக்டட். ஸோ தட் வாஸ் மை லக். தோஸ் டேஸ் நாட் மெனி விமன் டிட் மெடிசன், வெரி ஃபியூ விமன் டாக்டர்ஸ். அண்ட் மை எக்ஸ்போஷர் டு சிஎம்சி was really wonderful, to work with the missionary doctors who gave up their lives with a missionary zeal. They worked So I had the opportunity to study under those great people. Aida S. Kadar, I don't know if I've heard of her. She was the founder of that institute. So my training in Vellore was really wonderful, I must say. I'm lucky to have, suppose I had gone to any other colleges, I wouldn't have gotten that. We used to go do social work. We adopted a village where we used to go once a week. Then roadside clinics. We used to even pull the teeth along the roadside. Roadside clinic every week. And every adoption of the village, every week one day we used to spend there. So a lot of social work was done. And my professor, I worked in the Department of Pediatrics as a registrar. After house surgeon, I became registrar. So my professor, Dr. Lipscomb, Laura Lipscomb, said, Manan, they used to call me Mano. Mano, she said, why don't you go to United States and study, take your AB? Madam, I don't know how to go. Those days it was not easy. So she called my friend, Dr. Jacob Chandi, the first neurosurgeon of India. He worked in Chicago. She called him and said, get a job for house surgeonship for Mano in Chicago University. Let her go and do AB. I haven't gone to even from Vellore to Madras alone. Always my brother, one of my brothers used to come, even if I go for exams. I went by ship from Colombo to Mumbai, from Mumbai to via Suez Canal to UK by one ship. And the UK I had to wait for a few days before the next trip was ready. So my professor, Dr. Webb, Englishman, arranged for me to stay with his sister. And one of my friends, father's friends, Sir P.T. Rajan, was a great man in Madurai. He was a bar at law. His son was there. So he came to meet me because I don't know how to go. He came to meet me and put me along with Webb's sister. And when the time for me to take the next trip, he came and helped me. So I landed up in New York. From there I had taken a ticket to Chicago. Thomas Cook had arranged everything. So Chicago I arrived. I gave the address to one Negro lady who was driving the cab. I gave this address. She didn't know where it was. East 59th Street. But somehow we found out and I landed in Chicago. And for 4 years, 1 year I was there. Then next year I shifted to New York City, New York. My professor interviewed me in Chicago. Oh, you are a farmer's daughter? You have come so far, you are selected, he said. I was looking for another job, so I didn't get anywhere. So this gentleman, my chief's friend, came to Chicago. He was starting a new department. He was looking for some young doctors. So he introduced me to Dr. Day. You are a farmer's daughter? You have studied so much? You are selected. So, second year I shifted to New York, Brooklyn, where I worked for 3 years. Then they asked me to stay back. She said, we like you very much. Please stay back in our department and we'll give you a good job. I said, I'm sorry. My idea is to go back and serve my country children. That is what I have to do. Nowadays, everybody goes to United States, they want to stay back and earned a lot of money. The training was really wonderful. Then to work for 10 years as a honorary doctor at the government hospital, that was a good experience because we used to see lots of different kinds of patients, poor patients. So we used to have a typhoid ward, diphtheria ward, tetanus, you know, vilvadam. Even the newborn will get tetanus, because mother would not have had a tetanus serum. So the newborn will come with tetanus. I must tell you one thing. In Chicago, One day I was going to the lab. Then I saw a very sick child was sitting. So I have one Chinese lady doctor was bringing. And said, well, what is wrong with this boy? She said, Manan, I think he has got a viral fever. So this boy was admitted in my ward. He came, he saw and admitted my admission day. I examined him thoroughly. I went through the physical signs and symptoms. I wrote my diagnosis as enteric fever, typhoid fever, which they haven't seen for 15 years. They haven't seen even a single case of. So I wrote enteric fever. I diagnosed a case of typhoid fever at Chicago University. So my senior doctor, registrar, one Dr. Robert Carter, he was a tall man. He came and looked down upon me. He said, hey, Manan, do you think you are in India? I said, Bob, how can you say I am in India? I am here just in front of you, Chicago University Hospital. How can you make this diagnosis of enteric fever? We don't see enteric fever. I don't know, this child has got all the signs and symptoms of enteric fever. So I sent the test for Vidal test. Vidal, then they were calling me on the telepage. Dr. Manan Mani, they used to kill my name. Dr. Manan Mani, on the telepage. So I took the phone, said, you are a call from microbiology. So I used to know her first name. I said, hi, how are you? She told me. Oh, I am fine. What is new? I said, you have made history in Chicago. The Vidal is positive, so it is typhoid fever. It's a Negro boy. So the whole Department of Health came. They wanted to know how I diagnosed it. So they interviewed me and saw the patient. And they found out this boy is a Negro. He was being visited by one of his relatives from the south of the United States. Then they found out he was harboring the typhoid germ in his gallbladder. So they removed his gallbladder. There is a story called Typhoid Mary in New York, USA. This Mary was a cook in the hotel. Wherever she went, typhoid cases came there. Then they found out she was harboring the typhoid germs in the gallbladder, removed her gallbladder. This is a very famous name, Typhoid Mary. Say, now we'll call you Typhoid Mano. So that diagnosis was very good. So they asked me to present the case in the clinical meeting. And another patient was a Puerto Rican child. We can see lot of malnutrition those days. Hypoproteinemia, protein deficiency. So this boy was very thin. He had red hair. And nails were all not well formed. So that is called protein calorie malnutrition. Protein is low, calories are low, so the child is malnourished. This red hair, when the child has good food, that will change to normal color. So I told my chief, Dr. Day, this is protein calorie malnutrition, what we call kwashiorkor, which is very prevalent in my country. So he cut that hair and preserved it. So he asked me to present that case in the New York Academy of Pediatrics. How did you make the diagnosis? So we see every day we see there in our country. So when his diet improved, the hair became black. So again my professor cut the hair, showing the black hair and the red hair. That also, because they didn't see all good healthy children. The American children are really healthy and give correct feeding. Biscuits and all they won't give. So that diagnosis also made me little famous. Two diagnoses. Thank you very much for giving me a patient here. And it's lovely to visit your institution, about which I always read in Hindu. What are your programs? doing wonderful service, and I know you are probably one of the best universities in India, isn't it?
Of course, Doctor. Thank you very much. Listeners, that was Dr. Manonmani, the first pediatrician of Coimbatore, sharing her memories with the listeners of TNAU Vivasayi Community Radio.